My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening? I'm so glad you're here listening today. We have Zeke and Claire, who have been exchange students, and I want to hear a little bit about it. So Claire was there for 2 weeks and Zeke was there for about 10 months. Yeah. And so we just want to know a little of their experience. Here we are in Lancaster, which is a Pennsylvania Dutch country. And was it, could you see kind of some German influence here, or was it just not, you didn't recognize any, when you were there, any similarities to some of the?
Well, I feel like it is different, even if here there is that German roots, that German heritage. When you get some sauerkraut at the farmer's market, it's going to be a little different than what you get in Germany.
Sure.
Even if it's the same concept.
So how much German did you have? Claire, how much did you have before you went?
So I've taken 4 semesters in high school, so about 2 years total. Wow. Yeah.
And how about you?
I've been taking German since I was in 8th grade, and I finished AP German before I left.
So you feel pretty fluent?
Yeah.
Great. Great. Now, Claire, you had someone come and stay with you before you went?
Yes. So my exchange student, Mia, stayed with me for about 2 weeks in October. And it was really cool to kind of have her come to me first, so that way we could meet and talk in English and everything. Sure. And it was more comfortable for me, I think. I enjoyed getting to show her around and kind of learn about her and her life before kind of being thrown into that and going to meet her. At her house, I really enjoyed going there and just getting to see her again after a couple months and kind of reunite with everyone else who participated.
Sure.
And it was just really nice to get to like see everyone again and catch up after, I think, like 8 or 9 months.
Wow. So it's almost like a pen pal that you actually got to be with. So did you try to speak German the whole time, or was your host family, did they speak English, or was it?
So they all spoke a little bit of English. Mia, my exchange student, spoke amazing English. So with her, I mostly spoke English, but with her family, I spoke mainly German.
Right. How about you, Zeke? Did your family speak any English, or did you not try? Were you just completely immersed?
I stayed pretty immersed. I didn't speak much English even at school in Germany. It was interesting because at the end of the year, my German friends would say, "We've never heard you speak any English."
Wow. Well, they might have wanted to practice their English or not. Maybe not.
Well, I think they understood when I told them that I was wanting to stay immersed and have that experience.
It's almost like an actor. You didn't have to get out of the part. You got to be German the whole time you were there. Has your family done any genealogy? Do you know your background or?
Yeah, we've done some genealogy, but we don't have any immigrant ancestors in recent memory.
So okay.
It's hard to connect with those roots because they're many generations back.
Right. And how about you?
Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah. I think it's probably somewhere in there, but not really.
Way back, sure. Yeah. Well, tell me what the food was like.
I wasn't too impressed, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
But
was it bland or not?
I'm not a picky eater, but it's just interesting the types of traditional foods you find in Germany. A lot of potatoes, all sorts of potatoes, salted potatoes, mashed potatoes. Sometimes they bake them even. There was this one dish it's just some of the names of the dishes are confusing. Like one time I was in Berlin and it's the name of a cake. And it was, they translated it into English for me, like to be helpful, because Berlin is a pretty international city, and it just said cold dog. In German, that's kalter Hund, but it's a bit idiomatic for this type of cake. It's not dog at all, or I have no idea why it's called that.
Not sausage or hot dog.
No, it's a cake.
Huh. Wow.
So it's just interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure we have idioms that they maybe find interesting. Did you notice any more idioms or sayings that they had that surprised you that you had to learn?
Well, what was surprising to me is that a lot of the German, a lot of English idioms have sort of German analogs. So there, it's not like you can say time flies literally in German, but there are similar things, or like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, or there's a similar saying, which is a sparrow on the roof is, or a sparrow in the hand is worth a pigeon on the roof or something, which is
yes, you have to sort of learn. It reminds me of those children's books, Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah. The...
Oh, what about you with the food, Claire? What did you think?
I liked it. I was really impressed with like the bread and and all the typical things that you think of are German, like cheese and those kind of things. But yeah, like you said, I think in general it's pretty similar to what we have in America. For me, I'm not really a big breakfast person, but on the weekends they eat huge breakfast.
Oh.
So that was my first day there, was a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so I woke up and they had a huge breakfast spread out, and I was just like, that was kind of a big culture shock for me, just that they eat that much for breakfast. But it was all good, and I loved it.
Wow. Well, did you get to see any museums or famous sites?
So we got to go to a concentration camp, which was...
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, which was just so heavy, but also I'm glad I got a chance to go. And then we also did not like big museums, but just kind of like little walking tours. We got to do a walking tour of Neuschwanstein, which is like the most famous castle in Germany, and just a few other like smaller houses and things along the way, but not really any big museums.
Yeah. But you, did you get to see things, famous sites? Or
yes. There's too many to count or even go into all of them. But I did get to see the, important as a Protestant, the sites of Martin Luther.
Right.
And his, so I went to Wittenberg. I didn't actually get to go in the tower because I picked the day they were closed. That was poor planning on my part, but I did get to see the museum about Luther and all of it, and his life. And then I was able to see Wartburg Castle, where he spent his time translating the New Testament.
Wow.
In exile. Wow. Yeah, and that was cool to see.
That is amazing. I was thinking about how many theologians I read in seminary are German, and there was Karl Barth is huge, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one I often read, There were so many famous theologians that came from Germany. And I just wondered if your host parents went to church. Were they churchgoers, either one? Were they religious?
So I wasn't there for a super long time.
Okay.
So I didn't really come up, but I think yes. But just because I was there for such a short time, we chose to go on day trips and stuff.
Right. But yours wasn't religious at all?
No, I did go to the Christmas Eve service at the church. It's a Lutheran church, of course, because geographically it's about half of Germany is divided into, you can think of it religiously and thirds, like geographically, like the East is atheist because of the communist regime and the suppression of religion, and the South is mostly Catholic. And then the North is mostly Protestant, but like Magdeburg, where I was staying, is a historically Protestant city. Luther preached there several times, and so that's why, even though it was originally built as a Catholic cathedral, it's Protestant.
Oh, that is cool to see that kind of history. Well, the movie Oppenheimer just came out, and so I was thinking about all the scientists who were German. just even Einstein and Oppenheimer, and I'm sure there were so many more. Do you feel that education is valued in Germany?
Yes, I do. I got the great opportunity to go to a German school with German students and to have that experience, but it was a very academically rigorous school. They do school specialization a bit different than we do here. So it was the equivalent of all honor students, and it was specifically STEM focused. So there was I had to take like 3 science classes, but I like that. So it's nice to be to have that academic challenge. Mm-hmm. But one German scientist that I got the opportunity to learn about was the local hero, well, local scientist of Magdeburg in history, Otto von Guericke. I hadn't heard about him before, but he there's a big statue of him there, and he lends his name to the university there, and he's really celebrated in that city where he did experiments he did experiments on air pressure in the 18th century. So it's just interesting to see that bit of local history and supporting those who innovate. Yeah.
Right. I would love to hear about the local people. So what about you? Did you feel the education with your friend is valued?
Yeah, so she attended kind of like the same school that Zeke was at, and so they go to like the 13th grade there, which was also really interesting to see. Just so the school that Mia attended was 5th grade through 13th grade, and it was really interesting just to see that range and how they all kind of interact with each other. And I just really enjoyed seeing that, and also seeing how like the different schools function, because some of her friends attended different types of schools. So it was interesting to hear about a friend that may be at a technical school learning mechanics versus a friend who's studying more STEM-based, or one of her friends studies more literature-based. So it was interesting to just hear about all those different types and how they're all still valued in the same way.
Wow. So did you, your dad told me you like opera. Did you get to see an opera mm-hmm. while you were
yeah.
there?
Yeah. So I was able to see 3 operas when I was there. And I really like how they support the arts in Germany. It was not too expensive for me to see theater and to see operas. So I was able to see Rimsky-Korsakov's The Golden Cockerel. I think it was, I got to see Eugene Onegin. And those are both Russian operas, which is interesting that they are still performing them in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But they even had some events to some theater and ballet that featured Ukrainians who were there. So I think that's interesting. I got to see the first German production of this Irish composer's opera, Alice's Adventures Underground, which is based on Alice in Wonderland, which is very different from what a traditional opera, since it's a much newer piece. And that's very interesting for me as well. Yeah.
Wow. Any other things that you got to see, Claire, that really was something that stood out?
I really enjoyed, we got to hike in the Alps for one of the days that we were there, which was just amazing. And it was interesting because one of the stories that like I told my parents and a lot of my friends here was, while we were there, when I was in Marburg, which is the city that Mia lives in, there's lots of what they refer to as hills, but for us that's kind of our mountains, and I just kept referring to them as mountains. And they would say, no, those aren't the mountains, those are the hills.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was interesting. Like, once I saw the Alps, I was like, yeah, I understand why those are called hills, but it was just breathtaking.
Sure.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Sound of music, climbing the mountain, singing up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, so beautiful. Well, what did they talk about Americans, or their kind of overall attitude toward America, or was there a...
I mean, I
conversation.
I feel like there was kind of a, I expected to be the sort of, at least for the first couple of weeks, a little bit exotic that, oh, there's an American. But no, that didn't happen at all. It was sort of, we've seen it before. They get enough exchange students.
You're just here. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, that was good. The same for me.
Good. So you felt very comfortable.
Yeah. And all their teachers and all of her friends did a really good job of just helping me out if I forgot a word for something.
Wonderful.
Or helping me figure out. And kind of navigate the language.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and some of her friends I still talk to.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You have to keep brushing up on your
yes.
German.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have plans for, you're going to be a senior, right? Mm-hmm. For college, do you know what you want to major?
I think I want to major in international relations and continue German and possibly another language.
That sounds great. How about you? Do you have a plan? Are you a senior this year?
Yes, I am. And I have more technical interests, so I'm hoping to go into computer science or cybersecurity. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's important. That's everywhere. Yes, I know people who do that. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything that you would say to someone listening who might be thinking about doing an exchange program, but maybe they have some apprehension? What would you say? Is it worth it?
It's definitely worth it. I would say just kind of immerse yourself in it and try new things. Don't really stick to your comfort zone, because some of the things that I was a little bit nervous to do were some of my favorite memories. And if I wouldn't have done them, I wouldn't have had those to look back on.
Favorite memories, yeah.
Well, I just encourage people to be open to new experiences and to make the most of the opportunities that we're given, and to get out there and do things. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you all of you who are listening to Hey Hey, anybody listening.
Thanks, guys.
So glad you were with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.